local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, the president kicked off his re-election campaign with a 75-minute speech down in Orlando last night. And here at home, Roy Moore says, yeah, wait for it. Thursday, an announcement about Senate 2020. We'll get into that coming up. Also, Dr. Bill's forecast on the way, looking at radar right now. Some showers affecting Dauphin Island, heading towards you at Fort Morgan. Another cell moving up towards Weeks Bay. 84 at our studios, heading for a high in the 90s today. And Dr. Bill updates us in just a minute. Now we'll catch traffic with Kane.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pitts & Sons Towing Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. Been a good ride from Daphne, Spanish Ford, across the Bayway downtown through the George Wallace and the Bankhead tunnels. Tilbert's Corner and Theodore checking in accident free from 90 Old Pass Cagoula and I-10. Jubilee Roofing's a name you can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years as the best rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs with insurance assistance. See them at jubileeroofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
This hour of Mobile Mornings brought to you by family-owned Azalea Coffee Service, proudly serving Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years. Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178, 675-9178.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Rates, policy forms, and availability vary by state. Did you know that life insurance rates are near record lows? If you own life insurance or are thinking of buying any, why spend more than you have to? Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped literally millions of people just like you save a fortune on their life insurance. Here's how they do it. They monitor the products offered by dozens of the most well-respected brand-name life insurance companies you trust so that you get the lowest rates. For example, a healthy 40-year-old can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $20 a month. 20 and 30-year rates are also available. And don't forget to ask them about the new term life plans that guarantee your money back even if you outlive your policy. Take 5 minutes and call AccuQuote for your free quote. Call 1-800-318-1787. Find out how much you can save on your life insurance. Call AccuQuote today at 1-800-318-1787. That's 1-800-318-1787.
You're invited to come see a most unique photography exhibit, The Making of a Food Desert, a byproduct of urban renewal, at the USA Archaeology Museum, 6052 USA Drive South. The photos show the loss of businesses, grocery stores, pharmacies, and medical offices in Mobile's 36603 zip code beginning in the 1950s. The exhibit of side-by-side photos is free and open through August.
No, he's not in right now. Maybe we'll leave a note for PSA Director Charlie Moss there. Just the... I'm sure that piece of production music was called like a walk in the Irish countryside or something like that. Production music, all the music that they that's non-licensed, mm-hmm. right? That's not it's ones you can use without paying. Like we play other songs, we pay to do that. That music you can use in commercials and all that kind of stuff. I just talking about a food desert, not to completely dismantle our radio station this morning, but Charlie, I mean, I have to have the conversation with him this afternoon. I would have gone with something else in the background of a story about a food desert other than dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun, yeah, it sounds dun, like dun, sun dun, setting dun, over a lake or something like that.
I was thinking more like one of my ancestors walking down some rocky lane with a shillelagh or something like that. All right, 10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Morning. Sean, Dalton, Kelly, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. It's also a Wednesday. That means our buddy Jeff Poor checks in with us coming up right after 8 o'clock, and lots to talk about in the political world. Of course, last night in Orlando at the Amway Center, President Trump launched his 2020 campaign and the re-election bid. Well, did he or didn't he? Let's get him from the top. Andy, he launched his re-election bid.
In the middle of the great and illegal witch hunt things that nobody have been able to accomplish, not even close. Nobody's done what we have done in 2.5 years.
You can hear it in front of a very enthusiastic crowd. President Trump officially kicked off his 2020 reelection campaign on a day that whipped from sweltering heat to drenching rain and back and forth again. Let me point that out to the national media. That's what we call the South in the summertime. President Trump rallied his supporters at the Amway Center in Orlando, formally declaring himself a candidate for the second term. President's campaign launch became a day-long street party with Trump backers, including the march of the so-called Proud Boys and Trump detractors scattered through the streets of downtown Orlando in a free speech free-for-all. I gotta tell you, a lot of people are bothered by that. I love seeing that. I love seeing the supporters of President Trump, as long as everybody acts right, and then the protesters, because that lets me know that we're still the best nation on earth. When you know, on earth, when you can come out and say what you think politically and not get hauled off to some kind of re-education camp. So as long as everybody acts right and not nasty, which is not always the case on a lot of the people that hate the president. But yesterday looked like people, it was uncomfortable speech, but that's free speech.
Yeah, that's right. I'm not sure if there were any milkshakes thrown in Florida yesterday, but no. There were certainly opposing rallies going on outside of the center.
That's right. President also went on to talk about the Democrats a lot during last night's event.
As we fight to make life better for all Americans, the Democrat Party has become more radical, more dangerous, and more unhinged than at any point in the modern history of our country. On no issue are Democrats more extreme and more depraved than when it comes to border security. More than 120 Democrats in Congress have also signed up to support crazy Bernie Sanders' socialist government takeover of healthcare.
There you go. A little bit of that, and we'll analyze that more coming up with Jeff Poor after 8 o'clock right here at FM Talk 106.5. And also an announcement about an announcement yesterday. It was from Kayla Moore saying that there would be details about her husband making his decision this week regarding the Senate race on Thursday. Of course, it's something that a lot of people have expected to happen. Yesterday on Midday Mobile, Secretary of State John Merrill announced that he was close to announcing he might be running for Senate too. I think most minds say he's in. So Merrill's in. It looks like, of course, you wouldn't have an event to announce you're not running. So I would go ahead and say that the tea leaves show that Roy Moore back in it, Senate 2020.
So where does that put us now with the declared candidates? We know we have Bradley Byrne from right here in our district. Arnold Mooney, he's been on the show to discuss his candidacy. Tommy Tuberville was on last week to talk with you about his candidacy. Stanley Adair, he's entered with the election paperwork. Also John Merrill yesterday, and now presumably Roy Moore coming up tomorrow.
There you go. Packed field out there, and we'll talk more about that coming up. But yet Thursday is supposed to be the official announcement from Roy Moore. 614 FM Talk 106.5. Coming right back, we'll check in with News 5.
Spring is in the air. And everywhere you look, things are growing like crazy. Is your business one of them? Things aren't picking up. Better get yourself a partner who can help you stay ahead and won't ever let you down. Someone you can trust, like your local Thompson Cat Rental Store. Thompson's been helping hardworking people like you grow and prosper for over 60 years. So they know a thing or two about trust. And just like you, they know it takes time to earn it. So come on down to your local Thompson Cat Rental Store, where you'll not only get the service and selection you need, but for a limited time, get 0% financing for 48 months on select new cat machines. Offer good through June 30th. Visit thompsoncat.com for details. Just like you, we have what it takes.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fairhope police are looking for a man involved in a road rage incident earlier this week. Another man involved who was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm says he was a victim and was trying to protect his family. Maurice Mayo says the situation escalated at a red light.
He started, roaring up his engine and, honking the horn, trying to get us to move out the passing lane, but we couldn't get out the passing lane because it was traffic.
The man jumped on Mayo's hood and smashed his windshield and backed off when Mayo pointed his gun, which Mayo says was unloaded. The man accused of killing Robert McKeithen, a Biloxi police officer, was in court yesterday for a preliminary hearing. During testimony, one detective said Darian Atkinson walked up right behind Officer McKeithen, pulled out a handgun, and fired 9 shots, hitting him 6 times. Atkinson remains in jail. A Pensacola man is facing aggravated child abuse charges after he used an extension cord to beat a naked child. Police say 33-year-old Julius Dees left welts on the child's body. His relationship to the child has not been released. The child is now in his mother's custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Not everyone shops at the farmer's market, but those who want the freshest produce do. Those who want to eat with the seasons do. At Allegri Farm Market in Daphne, fresh means picked from the farm each day. Fresh produce, cheeses and butters, locally made casseroles, locally jarred goods, and so much more. Eat fresh, eat local, and enjoy the daily bounty of your local farmer. Allegri Farm Market, just off I-10 in Daphne, on 181 and Highway 64. Allegri Farm Market. Eat well. You're worth it.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 106.5.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-266-1432. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-266-1432. That's 1-800-266-1432. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-266-1432.
Auburn baseball saved by a weather delay. The Atlanta Braves lose for only the second time in 12 games, and the New Orleans Pelicans are looking to make another deal. It's 6:19 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The Auburn Tigers baseball team did not get off to the start that they hoped in yesterday's College World Series elimination game against the Louisville Cardinals. The Cardinals scored 3 runs in the fourth inning to take a 4-1 lead before a long weather delay ultimately postponed the game until later this morning. The Tigers will hope that the delay gave them enough time to rest and reset. They'll resume the game at 11:03 a.m. The winner's bracket game between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State was set to go off last night. It was rescheduled to begin at 2 this afternoon, followed by an elimination game at 6 o'clock between Texas Tech and Florida State. In the minor leagues, the North Division beat the South Division 7-3 last night at MGM Park in Biloxi in the 47th annual Southern League All-Star Game. Chicago White Sox prospect Luis Robert was named the All-Star MVP. Robert went 2-for-3 last night with a double, a triple, 2 RBI, and a run scored. The entire Southern League gets tonight off again before the second half of the season officially begins tomorrow. The Mobile Bay Bears will be in town for a 5-game home series against the Jackson Generals. First pitch tomorrow night is at 6:35. In the major leagues last night, the New York Mets got some revenge on the Atlanta Braves with a 10-2 win. Mets starting pitcher Jacob DeGrom was in control from the beginning and took a shutout into the ninth inning before giving up back-to-back homers to Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson. DeGrom finished with 10 strikeouts and his 4th win of the season. Around the rest of the league, the Chicago White Sox beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 in the first game of this year's Crosstown Classic. Eloy Jimenez broke a 9th-inning tie with a 2-run homer to give the White Sox the win. The Cincinnati Reds hit 3 homers off Justin Verlander to defeat the Houston Astros 4-3. Detroit snapped a 4-game losing streak with a 5-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Miami shut out St. Louis 6-0. The LA Dodgers shut out San Francisco 9-0. San Diego beat Milwaukee 4-1. And Colorado topped Arizona 8-1. Nolan Arenado had a homer and 3 RBI for the Rockies in that win. In the American League, the New York Yankees beat Tampa Bay 6-3. The LA Angels defeated Toronto 3-1. Cleveland beat Texas 10-3. Minnesota outlasted Boston 4-3 in a 17-inning marathon. Oakland crushed Baltimore 16-2, and Kansas City shut out Seattle 9-0. In NBA news, ESPN reported yesterday that Boston Celtics center Al Horford will decline to exercise his $30 million option for next season and instead test free agency this summer. The five-time All-Star and former Florida Gator averaged 13.6 points and 6.7 rebounds for the Celtics this past season. Horford just turned 33, but he's likely to sign a four-year deal with another team in free agency. As teams jockey for position prior to Thursday night's NBA draft, the New York Knicks reportedly declined a trade offer that would have sent the number 3 overall draft pick to the Atlanta Hawks in exchange for the 8th and 10th picks. ESPN reports that the New Orleans Pelicans may swoop in to save the day for Atlanta and is considering the possibility of trading the number 4 pick to Atlanta for numbers 8 and 10. On Saturday, ESPN reported that the Pelicans will acquire the 4th pick as part of the blockbuster trade that will send Anthony Davis to the LA Lakers. Minnesota, Boston, and Chicago are 3 more teams that are looking at the possibility of trading up to that number 4 pick. In their first game of the 2019 CONCACAF Gold Cup, the United States men's soccer team defeated Guyana 4-0. Tyler Boyd scored twice for the Americans, with Paul Areola and Gyasi Zardes adding the other 2 goals for Team USA. American goalie Zach Steffen kept Guyana off the scoreboard. Next up for the USA, they'll face Trinidad and Tobago on Saturday. 6:22 now on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, saved by the rain delay.
Saved by the rain delay. Maybe give those pitchers a little rest for their arms before they get back at it today.
All right, 6:22, we're coming right back.
This information update brought to you by Forklift Hunter, specializing in forklift repair, maintenance, parts, and sales. If you're not a current Forklift Hunter customer, give us a shot. Once you see the savings, you'll never go back to the dealers. Visit ForkliftHunter.com or call 479-2270.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Johnny's RV is now Johnny's premier boat and RV. The same trusted family-owned RV center that's been around for over 20 years offering Godfrey pontoon boats and hurricane deck boats. Now Johnny's is bigger than ever with hundreds of used RVs on the lot, over 50 that are under $10,000. Plus a full-time parts and service department to keep you on the road or in the water. Johnny's premier boat and RV supercenter, Highway 90 in Theodore, just a mile west of I-10, exit 15A. Johnny's, home of the sweet deal.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
The news, weather, and traffic you need.
You need.
The talk you want.
You want.
And the sports you love.
You love.
This is FM Talk.
FM Talk
106.5.
106.5.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, and state troopers working an accident in Fairhope County Road 32 at Greeno Road. Mobile Police Department, you're clear. No problems now. If you're traveling down along Perdido Key, they've got a massive fire at Key Harbor Condominiums, and they've had to close down 292. Been like that for about 45 minutes. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday in downtown Mobile. Running from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. It's your favorite version of a certified Alabama farmer's market. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 625 FM Talk 106.5. I hate to disagree with you, but I think it's been longer than that. That condo fire has been going on. Why do I know? Because of TV monitors here in our studios. It's like an apartment fire, but bigger going on here.
Literally.
TV news. It's not just here. It's anywhere you go. They don't want people to lose things. They're not evil people, but they love covering.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's just an easy thing to cover here, and it's a spectacle. And yeah, crews are battling this fire at the Key Harbor condos, not far from the Florida Bama. And of course, it makes good TV. I could sit and describe the plumes of smoke, but there it is. If somebody's down there in that area, and you can give us some assessment from down there, okay, we'd take that for sure if you're down there. But just having a live shot of smoke rising, I don't know.
It does make for good TV. Hopefully everyone down there is safe.
I don't know if it's good TV. It's eye candy.
Right.
We know candy is not good for you.
No. Right? That's well said. And hopefully everyone down there is safe. You don't often see one of the condos down there on the beach lit up like that. But what a fire.
Yep. So we'll keep you up to date with that. Also, let me roll the audio on this because I think it's worth going to here. As they've talked more about this story, let's go to this is audio from WAFF-TV in North Alabama. Here's Liz Hurley.
Are looking for this man, Mickey Polk, who says that he held a squirrel captive and used it as an attack squirrel. They say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive. WAFF 48's generator.
Hey, wait a second. I want y'all to get that again. And I put this story up on Twitter, dominated most of the discussion on my Twitter feed yesterday. Let's go back to the beginning of the story. Liz Hurley from WAFF.
And it is a story that everybody is talking about right now. Limestone County deputies are looking for this man, Mickey Polk, who says that he held a squirrel captive and used it as an attack squirrel. They say he was feeding it meth to keep it aggressive.
Meth. A meth squirrel.
There we go. So that story is trending as well. Limestone County law enforcement served an arrest warrant on Monday morning going to this apartment of these drug dealers where they had an attack squirrel face. So we'll talk more about that coming up.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The suspect in a deadly shooting over the weekend is now in custody. 24-year-old Dewan Crenshaw was booked into Metro Jail just after 1:30 this morning. He's charged with murder. Pritchard police say Crenshaw shot and killed Dorn Wheeler Saturday morning on Telegraph Road. A man is accused of shooting a pregnant woman, killing her unborn baby. 27-year-old Demetrius Higginbottom was charged with capital murder and 5 counts of attempted murder. The victim crashed her car into a tree on Navco Road early Tuesday morning. Inside the car, police discovered a pregnant woman shot several times. She's in serious condition this morning. Her unborn baby died at the hospital. 4 other children who were injured in the crash were also taken to the hospital. Recent studies show firefighters are more likely to get cancer than others because of the burning synthetic materials they're exposed to. Now, thanks to a $1 million grant in Florida, thousands of decontamination buckets have been given to fire departments. Escambia County Fire Rescue now has 43 decontamination buckets for all 21 fire stations. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Atmore?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Atmore.
New members only, minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreekatmore.com for complete rules.
We all know someone who believes their plants are more than just plants. They feed, water them, they talk to them, even name them.
Perk up, Brit.
Old Time Feed knows some people get a certain something from helping their plants and gardens grow. So when that pep talk just isn't enough, go see Cecil and the folks at Old Time Feed, experts on keeping plants and lawns thriving. Old Time Feed's been in the nursery, feed and seed business since man landed on the moon. If you love your plants and lawn, you'll love Old Time Feed in Fairhope.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
President Trump has begun his 2020 re-election campaign with a withering attack on the media, Congress, and Democrats.
We accomplished more than any other president has in the first 2.5 years of a presidency, and under circumstances that no president has had to deal with before.
Mr. Trump speaking last night in Orlando. The president's former aide and White House communications director, Hope Hicks, will appear at a closed-door session of the House Judiciary Committee today. Congressional correspondent Lauren Fox says the committee has a lot of questions for her.
The payments that were made in the lead-up to the 2016 elections to cover up the president's alleged extramarital affairs. But that's not all. We also expect that House Democrats want to ask about a few incidences relating to the firing of James Comey, efforts to dismiss Mueller, and allegations that Trump tried to curtail the Mueller report.
White House officials may not let Hicks answer all of the committee's questions. I'm Christopher Cruz.
I'm Jennifer Kishenko with Your Money Now. Teen retailer Forever 21 has hired restructuring advisors to help negotiate exits from stores and raise a new loan as the once-hot chain deals with falling sales and a cash crunch. The chain's founder is looking to avert a bankruptcy filing and salvage his equity in the Los Angeles-based retailer after it used up a loan from JPMorgan Chase to cover losses rather than buy merchandise. Founded in 1984, closely held Forever 21 operates more than 700 stores in dozens of countries. U.S. Steel says it will cut production by idling two blast furnaces in response to falling demand for steel from a weakening manufacturing sector. The company will take one furnace offline at its flagship mill in Gary, Indiana, and another at its mill in Ecorse, Michigan. The latter was idled recently for maintenance work and won't be returned to service when the work is completed. U.S. Steel and rivals Nucor and Steel Dynamics all cite weaker than expected demand for steel. On Wall Street, futures pointing to a little changed open this morning. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Oh no, we're out of coffee again. Wait, was it my turn to pick it up?
Azalea Coffee Service ensures you have your favorite cup of coffee every morning. Whether your business needs a coffee service or an upgrade from your current service, family-owned Azalea Coffee Service is proud to have served Mobile, Baldwin, Washington, and Clark counties for over 30 years and understand the value of customer relationships. For complete coffee, water, and vending services, call Azalea Coffee Service, 675-9178.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
Right, 635 FM Talk 1065. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
And I know we'll talk about yesterday and the soaker yesterday, but first, some rain hanging on this morning in Mobile and Baldwin counties.
Yeah, we've got a few showers right now down along the coast, and right now a thunderstorm around Dauphin Island. Looks like that activity will move east-northeast on into Weeks Bay and possibly affect southern Baldwin County this morning. Elsewhere, looks like a lot of sunshine today, and we'll see just a few isolated thunderstorms developing this afternoon. But it's going to be very warm, very humid, up around 92 degrees, and with the heat index reaching up to about 102 to 103 this afternoon. Now, tonight, we'll see a low only in the mid-70s, and then tomorrow, pretty much a pattern like today, with a few afternoon thunderstorms, mostly sunny skies, and the heat index tomorrow could get as high as 105, with the actual temperature being around 92 degrees. Now, over the weekend, and Friday and on through the weekend, we're going to see high pressure build over our area, so that on Friday, just a few afternoon thunderstorms, again, very humid, temperatures in the low 90s. But then Saturday and Sunday, just a very slight chance of a thunderstorm, be mostly sunny, and high temperatures in the low to mid 90s. That means that heat index over the weekend will be about 105 or even higher. So some very humid conditions for the next few days, and not much in the way of rain. Of course, yesterday some areas had between 3 and 4 inches of rain. Officially at the airport, we had 1.41. So there were some very, very heavy showers and some thunderstorms across southern Mobile County and also central and southern Baldwin County.
So, and you point out yesterday, I guess that was caused by upper air disturbance, and that was not tropical, right?
No, it wasn't tropical. It was an upper air disturbance, and it has moved on to the east. Right now, it's still affecting the eastern Florida panhandle, where they're getting quite a few showers and thunderstorms this morning, but that's headed on to the east. But again, just a few afternoon thunderstorms for today, tomorrow, and even fewer over the weekend.
All right, a couple weeks into the 2019 Atlantic Basin hurricane season. What are you watching?
Still looking good. Quiet across the Gulf of Mexico. Over the last few days, we've had some thunderstorm activity down in the southwestern Gulf of Mexico, the Mexican coast, but that's not developing, and it looks good at the Caribbean and also quiet over the Atlantic.
All right, and we are in what pattern? Are we in El Nino, La Nina, or in between?
Sort of a weak El Nino. El Nino, when it strengthens, will cut down on the hurricane activity. But other conditions are favorable, so it kind of, even though there's a weak El Nino, it's kind of canceled out by the fact that other conditions are rather warm in the waters in the Atlantic.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
It's our staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams, with your forecast exclusively right here on FM Talk 106.5. I saw somebody, you know, I've talked about seeing the 1-800-GOT-JUNK van, vehicle, truck in my neighborhood before. Yesterday, I saw somebody in that rain yesterday that did not use 1-800-GOT-JUNK, and they were hauling stuff and filling up the back of like an old S10 pickup truck with what would have needed to be carried by a new full-size long bed pickup truck.
I mean, it was
piled up. And they're standing there in the rain trying to get the stuff to get mashed down in the back of the truck.
Been there.
And I was thinking, 1-800-GOT-JUNK. My buddy Trey, they got big trucks. They can haul lots of junk. So you got junk inside your house, outside your house, maybe a storage unit you need to clean out, maybe a house you need to get ready to sell. If you got junk and need it gone, and you don't want to stand in the rain, let somebody else do it. When you call 1-800-GOT-JUNK or go to their website, 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com, make that appointment for a specific day, specific time. They'll come out, quote you a price, and if you say yes, they get to work and get it done quickly. They are efficient workers and do a great job. 1-800-GOT-JUNK, online at 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com. All right, thank goodness it's that time of year again. It's our favorite vegetable poll. They do the survey of Americans and what vegetables we like and don't like.
Oh, good.
Vegetable poll is on the way. We'll get to that after we check in with Kane for traffic next.
Lordy, Lordy, look who's 40.
Franklin Starter and Alternator is having a birthday. Conveniently located at exit 13 off I-10. Your starter, alternator, radiator, or DC motor can be dropped off for quick and competent service. Commercial accounts can expect a prompt pickup and timely return of your repaired or replaced motor. Service on the weekends is also available if you call Franklin Starter and Alternator at 251-653-0067.
Has your child swallowed your medicine, your laundry detergent, your nail polish remover? Call the Poison Helpline. Have you inhaled paint thinner, glue, pesticides? Call the Poison Helpline. Have a question about a dose, a fume, something your kid just drank? Call the Poison Helpline. Poisonings can happen at the home, on the job, or in the great outdoors. Call the Poison Helpline first for fast, free advice from medical professionals. Call 1-800-222-1222 anytime, anywhere. 1-800-222-1222. Save the number, save a life.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, for now, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers not working any new accidents. We've got one there on Highway 98, County Road 32 in Fairhope. Police Department on the scene there, but beyond that, really a good start. For Pritchard, Chickasaw, and Saraland, it's a good ride in. Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile with the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing available or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. See them at springhilltoyota.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
Just getting questions here on our text line about the fire down next to Floribama. That is Key Harbor Condominiums. It's been, I think I first heard about it from our news partners at KRG 4:50 this morning, 4:55, maybe right after 5 o'clock. They were getting on scene there, and yeah, it's a condo fire. It's right there to the, I guess would be to the north of Floribama. Obviously, nothing much to the south of Floribama. To the north, got a texter here who says the house next to mine just started to burn in Perdido Key. All the condos next to it are already gone, except for two.
Wow.
So it spread to there. Couldn't download the video they sent, but if we get that, we'll post that up on our social media sites as well. So people that are asking what the smoke is, what all that is, it's Key Harbor Condominiums. That fire right there. Right there, just to the north of Floribama. So we'll keep our eye on that story. All right, a little lighter note here. The survey, last week's survey of America's favorite vegetables. It's out. Thank goodness.
Finally. So, I've been waiting for this for a long... You know how a lot of people wait for the Forbes list to come out?
Sure.
See who the richest people in the world are? I wait for the popular vegetables list every year.
Well, it's funny because this goes into a conversation I had last night, sitting with the missus and my mother-in-law and my son having a great meal of great local produce.
Ooh,
and I have to say, my mother-in-law and I are bonded with our love of produce. I mean, just like we just take a bite of corn and go, isn't this the best corn? And corn we got from Allegri, tomatoes we got from Allegri. And by the way, welcome aboard to Allegri Farm Markets as well. We'll talk more about them coming up. But here it is. So here's what we like. I'm sure the folks at Allegri could tell us because they know it by sales. But here we go. The rankings, according to the results, are 10 favorite vegetables are in the United States. Number one, corn. Dang right.
All right.
Dang right.
Yeah, I don't even consider it a vegetable.
I have absolutely put the smack down on corn for the last 2 weeks. Silver King corn. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's like every meal. Doesn't matter. I'm pretty much, and I've been doing a bachelor thing a little bit lately, so I've been eating BLTs and sweet corn at least one meal every day.
That sounds awesome.
Number two here, potatoes.
Okay. Yeah. Right. Those are two that I know they're vegetables, but I don't consider them vegetables.
But they are, but they're probably, you know, you think about, oh, they're not the super vegetable. Yeah, they're super tasting. carrots next on the list.
Mm-hmm. I don't like carrots.
You don't?
I hate carrots. I don't know why.
I hate them.
Yeah, I just don't like them.
Cooked carrots, I do not like. Raw carrots, I dig the most.
Nah, I can't stand them.
Most things I like raw that I don't like cooked. But corn, potatoes, and carrots, I'm with you. Number four on the list, that's not a vegetable, that's a fruit. But tomatoes coming in at number four.
Mm-hmm.
Man, do I love the tomatoes.
I love them too.
Have y'all done this? I make the BLT sandwich in it. So I've cut the tomato to make the slices for the sandwich. And then I go, I can't let the rest of that just sit till tomorrow. So I'll need to eat as an appetizer. I have what's left of the tomato, and then I have the BLT.
Yeah, I can't find a problem with any kind of, unless it's a rotten tomato, I'm going to eat it.
Okay.
Fried green tomatoes, I like.
Mm-hmm.
Red tomatoes, cherry tomatoes, all of them.
Yeah, I'm with you. Onions next on the list.
Don't like them.
Love them. Green beans next on the list.
Love them.
Yeah, I like them when they're done properly. It's not my favorite of them, but I will eat them. Next on the list, cucumbers.
Don't like them.
I like them raw or sauteed.
I like them pickled.
See, I don't like that. Broccoli, next on the list.
Love it.
Okay.
It took a while. I was not a broccoli lover as a child.
I don't know how many kids are.
It grew on me, though. I love broccoli, especially with that vegetable cheese all over it.
Yeah, that's a great vegetable. Their cheese is nice pairing. I like it raw or steamed.
Mm-hmm.
Cabbage, next on the list.
I could take it or leave it.
As I've gotten older, I like it, and I like, of course, corned beef and cabbage and all that, and cooked down cabbage, I do dig. And peas, last on the list. Peas, that's tough. I don't think that's fair, because, English peas are one thing I'm not real crazy about, but, like, some cremates out of Atmore, more, or I'm sorry, out of the Andalusia area or something like that. Those good, there's a bunch of different variety, pink, purple hulled peas. There's a lot of different peas. I like a lot of them. English peas, not one of them.
Yeah, I like most peas. I don't know the difference in the peas, like by name, but the ones that are dry and kind of crunchy almost, I'm not a big fan of those peas.
Those are called uncooked.
Okay, that's the problem.
Come back from the break. We'll talk more about the most hated vegetables on this year's survey.
Uh-oh.
6:45. Be right back.
Where can you find the right tool for the job?
Gulf Coast Tools and Foley.
With a wide selection of tools from woodworking to metalworking, we've got it, including Festool, DeWalt, Bosch, Makita, and Craig. Gulf Coast Tools is invested in helping you find the perfect tool for the job and save money. Locally, Gulf Coast Tools is your authorized Big Green Egg dealer, offering all sizes and accessories. And gift certificates are available. Visit Gulf Coast Tools at the Outdoor Center on Highway 59 in Foley. And like us on Facebook.
Welcome to Professional Collision.
Hi, I need help. I was driving my dad's car, and then this other car came out of nowhere, and...
That's a pretty big dent there.
Can you fix it before he gets back in town?
Sure, but how are you going to pay for it?
My dad's credit card?
Okay, young lady, we got this.
When you bring your car into Professional Collision, you're in good hands. We'll be completely transparent through the whole repair process and never give you the runaround. Bring your car to any of our 7 locations. Visit us online to find out more.
This News 5 FM Talk 106.5 information update brought to you by John Willis. IRS problems can be legal problems. Your solution, John Willis, tax resolution attorney. Visit irsallstar.com.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. Fairhope police are looking for a man involved in a road rage incident earlier this week. Another man involved who was arrested for unlawful possession of a firearm says he was a victim and was trying to protect his family. Maurice Mayo says the situation escalated at a red light.
He started, roaring up his engine and, honking the horn, trying to get us to move out the passing lane, but we couldn't get out the passing lane because it was traffic.
The man jumped on Mayo's hood and smashed his windshield and backed off when Mayo pointed his gun, which Mayo says was unloaded. The man accused of killing Robert McKeithen, a Biloxi police officer, was in court yesterday for a preliminary hearing. During testimony, one detective said Darian Atkinson walked up right behind Officer McKeithen, pulled out a handgun, and fired 9 shots, hitting him 6 times. Atkinson remains in jail. A Pensacola man is facing aggravated child abuse charges after he used an extension cord to beat a naked child. Police say 33-year-old Julius Dees left welts on the child's body. His relationship to the child has not been released. The child is now in his mother's custody. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Auburn baseball gets saved by a weather delay. The Atlanta Braves lose for only the second time in 12 games, and the New Orleans Pelicans are looking to make another deal. 6:49 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig. It's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. The Auburn Tigers baseball team did not get off to the start that they hoped for in yesterday's College World Series elimination game against the Louisville Cardinals. The Cardinals scored 3 runs in the 4th inning to take a 4-1 lead before a long weather delay ultimately postponed the game until later this morning. The Tigers will hope that the delay gave them enough time to rest and reset. They'll resume the game at 11:03. The winner's bracket game between Vanderbilt and Mississippi State was set to go off last night. It was rescheduled to begin at 2 o'clock this afternoon, followed by an elimination game at 6 o'clock between Texas Tech and Florida State. In the minor leagues, the North Division beat the South Division 7-3 last night at MGM Park in Biloxi in the 47th annual Southern League All-Star Game. Chicago White Sox prospect Luis Robert was named the All-Star MVP. Robert went 2-for-3 last night with a double, a triple, 2 RBIs, and a run scored. The entire Southern League gets tonight off before the second half of the season officially begins tomorrow. The Mobile Bay Bears will be in town for a 5-game home series against the Jackson Generals. First pitch on Thursday night set for 6:35. In the major leagues last night, the New York Mets got some revenge on the Atlanta Braves with a 10-2 win. Mets starting pitcher Jacob DeGrom was in control from the beginning and took a shutout into the ninth inning before giving up back-to-back homers to Freddie Freeman and Josh Donaldson. DeGrom finished with 10 strikeouts and his fourth win of the season. Around the rest of the league, the Chicago White Sox beat the Chicago Cubs 3-1 in the first game of this year's Crosstown Classic. Eloy Jimenez broke a ninth-inning tie with a two-run homer that gave the White Sox the win. The Cincinnati Reds hit three home runs off Justin Verlander to defeat the Houston Astros 4-3. Detroit snapped a four-game losing streak with a 5-4 win over the Pittsburgh Pirates. Miami shut out St. Louis 6-0. The LA Dodgers shut out San Francisco 9-0. San Diego beat Milwaukee 4-1. And Colorado topped Arizona 8-1 with Nolan Arenado hitting a home run and three RBIs. In the American League, the New York Yankees beat the Tampa Bay Rays 6-3. The LA Angels defeated Toronto 3-1. Cleveland beat Texas 10-3. Minnesota outlasted Boston 4-3 in a 17-inning marathon. Oakland crushed Baltimore 16-2. And Kansas City shut out Seattle 9-0. In NBA news, ESPN reported yesterday that Boston Celtics center Al Horford will decline to exercise his $30 million option for next season and instead will test free agency this summer. The five-time All-Star and former Florida Gator averaged 13.6 points and 6.7 rebounds for the Celtics this past season. Horford just turned 33, but he's likely to sign a four-year deal with another team in free agency. As teams jockey for position prior to tomorrow night's NBA draft, the New York Knicks reportedly declined a trade offer that would have sent the number 3 overall draft pick to the Atlanta Hawks in exchange for the 8th and 10th picks. ESPN reports that the New Orleans Pelicans may swoop in to save the day for Atlanta. They're considering the possibility of trading the number 4 pick to Atlanta for numbers 8 and 10. On Saturday, ESPN reported that the Pelicans will acquire that 4th pick as part of the blockbuster trade that will send Anthony Davis to the LA Lakers. Minnesota, Boston, and Chicago are three more teams that are looking at the possibility of trading up to the Pelicans' number 4 pick. In their first game of the 2019 CONCACAF Gold Cup, the United States men's soccer team defeated Guyana 4-0. Tyler Boyd scored twice for the Americans, with Paul Arriola and Giassi Zardes adding the other two goals for Team USA. American goalie Zach Steffen kept Guyana off the scoreboard. Next up for the USA, they'll face Trinidad and Tobago on Saturday. 6:53 now, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
Let me just add to this, as well as the mention there, we're getting text from one of our listeners has their home or a home in very close proximity to this fire down at Perdido Key. This is in the area of the Floribama, but it's actually in Florida. Okay, it's in Florida, so it's to the east. It's to the east by a few hundred yards, I would say, if not a little bit more. Of Floribama. So it's going to be down. If you're heading towards Pensacola, it's going to be on your left. It's between Old River and the road. There are those condos, and it's a series of them I see here. Looks like, I don't know, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12 units maybe there. And then word we're getting is everything to the east is the fire has spread, and there's another building there. They say the Hershey's Ice Cream on the beach. If you're familiar with that I guess the fire spread there in Pescador Landing. That area is under where the fire is as well. So we'll get an update from WKRG shortly. All right, 6:53, we'll be right back.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
This news update brought to you by Allegri Farm Market. This week, enjoy homegrown tomatoes, sweet silver king corn, cantaloupes, okra, and more. Excellent products and fair prices in Daphne on Highway 181. Allegri Farm Market, you're worth it.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams. The Gulf Coast can expect mostly sunny skies today with isolated thunderstorms. Highs will be in the lower 90s. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows in the mid-70s. And then tomorrow, mostly sunny with a few afternoon thunderstorms and highs in the lower 90s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Good morning, everyone. From the Pittston Suns Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department are clear against state troopers on the scene, Highway 98 and County Road 32 in Fairholt. You've got police department clearing up that wreck. Beyond that, a great start. The Bayway, the Causeway looks good. Northbound 65 from Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland. No new wrecks in the roadways. Now, whether you're broke down, maybe you've had an accident, remember Pittston Suns Towing and Recovery. They're available 24 hours a day, even offering underwater recovery. Call 888-BE-TOWED and see them at PittstonSunsTowing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 1065 traffic.
Hey, thank you, Kane. 655 FM Talk 1065. Mobile mornings on this Wednesday. Hour number two on the way in just a second. I do want to land the plane on the rest of the vegetable story. Look at a text from my buddy Trey Bennett from 1-800-GOT-JUNK. He said he loves artichokes.
Artichokes.
That's so Trey, it made the list. Artichokes made the list on the most hated vegetables. Turnips, beets, radishes, Brussels sprouts, artichokes, eggplant, butternut squash, zucchini, mushrooms, and asparagus, the most 10 most hated.
Mushrooms on the list.
Yeah, so I don't eat mushrooms.
Really?
Don't eat, and would like to have tried several times.
Not even on a steak?
Nope. Don't like really? Mushrooms. Don't like the consistency. Man. Don't like, and I wish I did. I want to desperately. I may have been lucky enough to be up in the Northeast in the spring and be able to pick morels, right, which are the most coveted of the mushrooms. But I do them and bring them to people because I don't want to eat those either. Asparagus is an acquired taste. As a kid, it was like kryptonite to me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some grilled or sauteed asparagus, I like it.
Yeah, I love asparagus. Okay. I might like more vegetables on the hated list than the liked list.
Really?
Yeah, I like beets. I like asparagus. I love mushrooms. I love eggplant.
Oh, it seems like all my unfavorites are on this list as well. But asparagus I dig, and I do like I like butternut squash and zucchini, but Brussels sprouts, there's not enough cheese in the world. You know, you're always like, you can put cheese on that and make it good. Not on that one. All right, 657 FM Talk 1065. Coming back after the break, we'll talk about the president last night. The big crowd, enthusiastic crowd, as he kicked off his 2020 reelection campaign. And speaking of campaigning, announcing that they're going to announce the Roy Moore campaign. Said Thursday, they're going to make an announcement whether they're running for Senate 2020. Okay? I'm not saying that I'm a political commentator that needs to be moved to Washington, but if you say you're going to have an event to announce, you're probably not going to say no. All right, we'll get into it when we get back.